Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Find your new ride at Kia Macomb's all-new location at the corner of I-55 and Highway 98. Come find out why Macomb loves Kia Macomb at the corner of I-55 and Highway 98. Right on the corner, right on the price.
Welcome into this quick recap Friday edition of the Rebel Report. I'm Michael Borky. Just like last Friday, we had something positive to talk about. And hopefully for you Ole Miss fans out there, this weekend does not go the same as the last. Ole Miss gets a win last night over Mississippi State. 4-2 was the final score, but the story was Dylan DeLucia, and he was absolutely exceptional last night. And Ole Miss gets the four-game series, if you will, because they play again on Tuesday night. They get the four-game series started off with a win. So that's what we're going to talk about real quickly today with you. And, of course, you've got another recap, weekend recap, coming on Saturday night probably. So be looking forward to that. Don't forget, if you haven't already, to follow me on Twitter at Michael Borky, also Facebook and YouTube. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter at Michael Borky. Also subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already. Wherever you get them, wherever you get your podcasts, subscribe to this one there. Search Rebel Report, hit that subscribe button. And the podcast is brought to you in part by LB's, just across from Kroger on University Avenue there in Oxford. Spend your double-decker behind the grill, or at least part of you should spend your weekend behind the grill. Maybe Sunday, maybe after the weekend's over and things calm down and people start leaving town, you want to throw something on the grill. You got to get that started at LB's, just across from Kroger on University right there in Oxford. They've got the best selection of meat in this state. They've got great advice as well, sides. They also have daily lunch specials Monday through Friday. But go by, see Greg and the good people at LB's and tell them that I sent you. Also, Advantage Business Systems. ABSMS.com is the website. If you are in the market for office technology anywhere inside of the state of Mississippi, ABSMS.com is the website. If you tell them I sent you, you'll get a complimentary office technology assessment. So you tell them what you need in your office that is technology-based. They've got it all, by the way. But you tell them what you need, what your budget is, and they will find a solution for you. ABSMS.com. is the website. So the story of the game, I mean, it's really simple, right? I had somebody send me a DM after the game, and I feel bad. I'm going to be kind of mean, but they sent me a DM and said something like, what a win, maybe you'll stop doubting this team or something like that. And I understand, I truly do understand fanhood, right? I get that beating Mississippi State pumps you up and you're happy about it. And for whatever reason, somebody who, I mean, I'm not even necessarily like a doubter. I feel like I'm more of a realist than anything else. But anyway, that you felt the need to come at, if you will, somebody like me and say that. And then, you know, I truly get it. And I don't fault you for doing it. I'm a fan. I do those things. Especially when it comes to New Orleans basketball. That is really, for some reason, when I adopted them about 8 years ago when I moved here to Jackson, for some reason I'm like all in, like emotionally all in, and like you can offend me quickly if you talk about my Pelicans in a bad way. So I get it. But what I'm not going to do is tell you or think, oh, all is well. Everything, they figured it out, man. Now they're going to start rolling this team. They beat their rival on Thursday night. Now all is well. And this is what I said to this individual. I said, look, if they find a way to win two of the next three against Mississippi State, then sure, now you're starting to have the conversation of them getting into the postseason, which is still not the end goal or should never be the end goal for Ole Miss baseball, considering the resources. But at least you would have postseason baseball to look forward to. But last night was not about a good team win and the team was back or whatever. Last night was one guy. And I don't mean to diminish a three-run home run and Dunhurst had a good night at the plate, but Ole Miss had five hits last night. And the one home run came after an error that probably should have ended the inning. And then they threw a meatball to Kevin Graham and he made him pay for it. Good player, that's what good players do. But forgive me for being cynical or whatever you want to call it, but last night was about Dylan DeLucia and really nothing else.
They did not hit the baseball well last night. And don't get me wrong. Brandon Smith is fine. He's fine. He's a pretty good pitcher. He's not the best. He's got some pretty good stuff. The slider he had working last night. But my gosh, they were swinging at sliders so far out of the zone. It was hard to watch at some points in the game. At least it went by quickly. But, I mean, Ole Miss had 5 hits in the game. 2 of them happened to go over the fence, which is the most important thing. They did work counts a little bit more. They got some free bases, which is something that they really haven't done so far this season. But the reason Ole Miss won last night was because of Dylan DeLucia, the only pitcher that has shown you that he can go extended innings, and he happened to throw a complete game. Now, that sets up great for the next 3, because not only do you have your bullpen for today and tomorrow, you also have it for Tuesday, or to whatever degree it may be worth. But Tuesday is an important game as well, and he possibly could have maybe saved some arms for that game as well. It was a big deal and a big performance last night, but that game was one guy. I've got to see it more than just last night to start telling you that, hey, you know, maybe they're on to something here. So maybe it's just this one person that sent me that message, and maybe none of you actually feel that way. But for some reason, I felt the need to address it today. Forgive my cynicism, but let's see it happen over the course of a weekend and then like the following weekend. You know, let's see them really start stringing together multiple games and weekends where they play well before we start talking about how they're back. Because that was the Dylan DeLucia show. And it was a great show. Don't get me wrong. He was exceptional, which this isn't a hindsight thing because I talked about it before it happened and I called it a mistake at the time, but this further shows a microscope on not starting him against Alabama. And what a crazy mistake that was. But anyway, whatever. He's exceptional in the starter role. I mean, he was really good in Lexington, good again last night. I mean, I know if you look at the stat line, you don't think he was good against Tennessee, but what was it, 5 hits he gave up and 3 of them went over the fence? I mean, he was even good there as well. He's been the only guy on this team that can extend, go deep into ball games. He's done it multiple times. And last night, obviously, he throws a complete game and was just exceptional. And the great part about him is it's not like the stuff is overpowering. It's not like he's got this elite level slider or a fastball that has some run and is high velocity. The stuff is good. I'm not saying it's bad or anything, but it's not elite, but he locates extremely well and has not gotten rattled as a starter. I mean, State hit a couple of home runs last night on him, and he just kind of sat down and continued as if nothing happened. He didn't let the big fly rattle him. It was really impressive. I mean, he located extremely well through all of his pitches for strikes and did not get rattled when, you know, Cumbus hits a home run. That kind of thing. The mentality is there as a Friday night starter. The stuff is good enough. Again, don't take it me not calling his stuff great as like a slight. It's not. It's good enough to get wins, no doubt, and you saw why last night. But the location, locating pitches was just exceptional. It was one hell of an outing. It was just that is what this team needed. Now, the challenge is, can they actually take this where they honestly didn't hit the baseball well, but they got a shutdown start and do something different than they did last weekend? Because DeLucia went to Columbia and was excellent, and then they lost the next 2 games and then embarrassed themselves in the midweek. Can this be different? Can they take these next 2 games against Mississippi State and capitalize on a saved bullpen, capitalized on the momentum that a start like that should give you, and start piling up some wins? Because State's RPI is so bad that it's not going to help you at all in that department. Now, the SEC wins obviously help. But can this become something? That's the question of the day and into the weekend and then to Tuesday. You've got 3 more games against Mississippi State. Can you take this and make that into something where you find a way to get 3 of the 4? Or if you're really feeling yourself, get all 4. Can that be a galvanizing moment? I've asked that before about this team. I asked that before about a DeLucia start, and the answer was no. Can that answer change this week? We will find out in short order. So, good outing for DeLucia, but right now that's all that was. Can it become something different? We will find out here later on today. So I'll be back with you guys tomorrow night after the series wraps up, possibly tomorrow night, if not early Sunday morning. And enjoy your weekend. Enjoy Double Decker. The music lineup on Saturday night is phenomenal. We'll talk some Grove Bowl as well. There's going to be some important stuff to take away there. And yeah, we'll talk about that all right here on this this short but sweet podcast. At least I think so. But anyway, enjoy your weekend. I'll be back here tomorrow night, and let's see if this turns into something. Maybe it will. Maybe it won't. We will shortly find out. Y'all have a good weekend.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.